Hi, I'm Kathy Forsty reporting from Folk Alliance International in Kansas City, Missouri. We've been having people come by our hotel room. We're calling these our hotel sessions. And one of our good friends is Wyatt Brewer and his singing partner, Sarah Lynn. Thank you guys for coming by and chatting.
Hey,
thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So I know, Wyatt, you've been to several Folk Alliance conferences now.
Yeah, this is my third one.
Third one, yeah. But Sarah, this is your first.
It is.
Yeah, how have you found it so far?
Amazingly overwhelming.
What's been the best moment so far?
Probably a couple minutes ago when we had one of our instructors actually play along with one of our songs, asked if we would actually share one of our love songs. And so we played. He started picking along. That was pretty cool, especially since he goes way back with Wyatt's father.
Yes.
20, 30, 40 years.
Oh, yeah. Danny Cox. It was Danny Cox, and we went to a songwriting session across the way. And, yeah, he had us play a song. We played We'll Be Fine, and he got in there and was playing awesome licks up the neck. And it was so amazing because he's been such an instrumental part of just my family going back to my uncle and my father and everything from back at the Vanguard Coffee House and all the things that made Kansas City what it was back in the 70s.
Yeah. Tell everybody who your family lineage is.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm the nephew of Mike Brewer, Brewer & Shipley, and his little brother, Tim Brewer, is my father and the one that taught me how to play and got me started with music. And through that came all the awesome stories from back in the day and Danny Cox, who I finally just got to meet in person and played with us.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Sarah, how did you get started playing guitar and writing and stuff?
I decided I've always been musically, I wouldn't say inclined, but I've always enjoyed music since I was born. I took piano lessons for a while. I was mostly a dancer growing up. And then I decided one day I wanted to play guitar. So I started taking lessons, and then I found myself in Kansas City and wasn't going to leave. And then I ran into Wyatt, and I kind of watched him, and I had a little bit of the basics down, but I had to learn a lot from just watching and practicing. And then we started writing together and haven't really thought about anything ever since.
Yeah. So tell everyone, it's a really cool story how you guys met.
Yeah. Here it comes. So so Sarah started working at the restaurant where I was at, and she had come from Springfield, Missouri. And shortly thereafter, she ended up finding herself temporarily homeless. And so she ended up staying in my walk-in closet. I put a bed in there, and she got fed twice a day. It was great. And for the 2.5 weeks that we were waiting on her apartment to open up so she could move into it, you know, she had her guitar there, and we had already been playing as friends, just as coworkers, and then living together, we got to play a lot more, and that's when we first started writing songs. I had an incompleted song called Color that I just had the chorus for, and I'd had it for probably 4 years, and, you know, I started playing it, and then she just started playing along and had the right first verse lyric for it, and then we went back and forth. All of a sudden, we had a song, and 5 years later, we've have about 15 songs, and we've got to play all around town and go to Crossroads Music Fest. You've got us in the Porch Fest the past couple years, and Swift Mile, and it's taken off from the most unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. It's a really cool story. So you have a new album out called Once Upon a Demo.
Yes, and actually that's our little joke thing. We really wanted to throw some new material out for Folk Alliance, but we're not prepared to release our album that is yet untitled for the fall of 2018. So we just threw the little bit of material we had, along with Reapplying Will Be Fine, which was originally on my Factory Made EP solo album back in 2016. And so we just threw that together so we could have something cool and relevant and up-to-date to give out at Folk Alliance. And that's what we're rolling with until we move right along with it.
Okay, so what song are you going to do from Once Upon a Demo?
Once Upon a Demo, we actually have a new song that is based on a story. It's going to be in a local short film from someone named Tim Bartow. And he is an actor and director, but growing up, he is paraplegic and was not able to get into the acting in the theater that he really wanted to do. And so he wrote a story that showed that kind of life when you really want to pursue and be everything you can, but the limitations of life get in the way. Now that short story is becoming a short film, and the song that we wrote for it is called The Dreams Inside. One. two.
Dreams inside, I can hear a voice telling me not to give up. With people, places, and things, I live these dreams so I don't have to open up. So here I hide in a world supplied by my deepest fantasy of how I could be.
In the wind, I can smell the scent of a change not far away. Every move I make is a wall I break from the bricks that I once laid. So again I try, I'll make a good life for all the world to see, and I'll be free. You can climb high, I may let down low. Try so hard with nothing to show. All my dreams are still inside me. All my pride and all my love is all I need to rise above. I hold inside the key to my reality, and there's dreams inside of me.
Through my friends I found the end to justify the means.
Every story I tell is a place we dwelled. That moment became a scene.
Times I cried, they were there at my side, always reminding me of who I could be.
You can climb high and be let down low. Try so hard with nothing to show. All my dreams are still inside me. All my pride and all my love is all I need to rise above. You hold inside the key to your reality, and there's dreams inside of me. You can climb high and be let down low. Try so hard with nothing to show. All my dreams are still inside of me. All my pride and all my love is all I need to rise above. We hold inside the key to our reality, and the dreams inside of me. Dreams inside of me. Dreams inside, I can hear a voice telling me not to give up.
Great song.
Thank you.
It's very good. So, Sarah, do you write by yourself as well, or you do anything on your own?
I do sometimes. I've been kind of in a rut, and I think a lot of Folk Alliance has helped with different classes. Mm-hmm. Just hearing different song structures has really lit a fire, and I'm like, okay, I need to get back in here and start doing this again. I have a lot of half-written things that I've had. I have written some songs that we'll do some of on our shows. Mm-hmm. We've co-write on a lot of stuff, or he'll just throw out this song and then I will clean it up and fix it and reword it.
That's the main thing that happens. I get really, really wordy on the first draft. And so once she cuts out about 3/4 of the words, we have a song.
Yeah. So that works too. But yes, I do write.
So you're the editor for him.
Pretty much. Yeah.
yep. But she also comes up with her own great ideas too. I don't want to sell it like I write a song and she just cuts it up. She's written a lot of great songs. There's a song that we do called Believe Me that she wrote completely by herself, and I'm Alive, and we do those as well. And things like We'll Be Fine. We co-wrote that one from the ground up, and yeah. We really are a team with it.
Mm-hmm. So who usually comes up with the melody and who usually comes up with the majority of the lyrics?
You know, I feel like it just kind of switches back and forth.
Yeah, it really just depends on the song, or someone will have an idea and be like, well, what about this chord instead, or this progression instead, or you know, meet in the middle and halfway change. I mean, it goes back and forth all of the time.
And I think the strongest thing about having a co-writer is when you get to the breakaway or the middle eight, has a few different names, but the part where you actually get away from the rest of the song, it's really hard when you're a solo songwriter to have something that really steps away. But when you have a co-writer, you have somebody that has a more objective point of view that can take it in a new direction right there. And that's mm-hmm. just something that's, it's kind of hard to do when you're stuck inside your own body. You need another person and another point of view to do that.
Yeah, I think that's true. I know with me, it's always, if I'm stuck for, because I usually write alone, but sometimes when I write with other people, you know, I usually just change the way that I play the chords, or I like put in a minor or something in there when I change the bar, the bridge or whatever. So So the new album is going to come out. Do you know when?
Sometime in the fall of 2018. We're trying to coincide it with a tour that we're trying to make around the Midwest region. And really, we just have a lot of undecided factors on that. The biggest thing, we decided to hold off on planning all that until Folk Alliance. As we all know, Folk Alliance is a wonderful place to actually grow and cultivate friendships with people. And a lot is going to determine on, like, what artists do we meet? Who will be able to... if we go to St. Louis and play there, we need somebody that that we are friends with that knows there to make sure that the tour has the best probability of reaching the most amount of people.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to put more instrumentation on this album, or are you going to be keeping it just a duo, or how are you going to do it?
You know, we have an amazing friend and producer, Matt Richards, that started out doing We'll Be Fine as the single for the Factory Made EP. And he did that, and then he's working on our new stuff with us. And live, we pretty much keep it down to the two of us, although we are looking to expand. But we, on our CDs, we do like to give the full oomph and power of what you can do in a studio.
Mm-hmm. Great. So can you play We'll Be Fine for me?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Anything for you, Kathy. Actually, thanks. Kathy, thank you for being one of the first people to play that on the air on KC Cafe Radio for us, and you did an amazing write-up for that, and we appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Because that was right when we were really getting serious and started with stuff.
We were babies.
That's right. This is called We'll Be Fine. They say, how does it feel to be the one adorned? The petals seem perfect until you notice the thorns.
Someone reminds you why love can't be real. They say I seem cool now, but I will make you bleed. With every passing lie is how they plant the seed.
They have it figured out like a fate's worth sealed. They don't care about us, lined up just waiting their turn. People can't be pleased unless they see the world burn. Spoil the specifics, leave a greater to remind. Cause we're moving ahead and those demons fall behind. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. Baby, you can take my hand, but I can't show you the way. You see, I'm lost, but with you, it's okay.
All the time in the world, discover the unknown. To the fullest while we still have a chance. Knew that I'm in love with you, could tell by the first glance.
Temptations of this place is something we've outgrown.
Cause they don't care about us, lined up just waiting their turn.
People can't be pleased unless they see the world burn. Spoil the specifics, leave a greater to remind.
Cause we're moving ahead and those demons fall behind. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. After what we feel, yet everyone who's ever loved has felt this just as real. Oh, people have a heart, without love they have no soul, so you have to let them go. Cause they don't care about us, lined up just waiting their turn. People can't be pleased unless they see the world burn. Spoil the specifics, need a crater to remind. Cause we're moving ahead and those demons fell behind. So bright at a distance, such a darkness, they are blind. Cause we're moving ahead and those demons fell behind. We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Great song.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing that for me.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for requesting it.
Well, Night Owls, White Brewer, and Sarah Lynn, thank you guys for dropping by and playing.
Thanks for having
us.
Tell everybody where they can find your music.
Oh, yes. You can find our music and videos on www.wyattbrewer.com/The Night Owls. But The Night Owls is spelled N-I-T-E because we are artistic and eclectic.
they're very artistic. That's it. That's the word.
That's the one. Yeah.
Somebody else said N-I-G-H-T. Come on, guys.
Was already taken. So.
Demand a thing.
Well, thanks again, guys, for dropping by.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
All right.